Welcome to Inside Norway's, a podcast exploring the rich cultural heritage of the Northwest region of Cameroon. I'm your host, Henwe Rosemary. Today, we are discovering the significance of atogo, a traditional fabric that plays a vital role in the lives of our people. Joining me today is Mrs. Caroline, cultural expert and atogo enthusiast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, Miss Caroline, what is atogo and how it is significant to people of the Northwest region?
I want to say that atogo is the umbrella term that covers the Northwest attire, all the brands of the Northwest attire. And the atogo is all about what is produced with the hands using the colors of thread, red, green, yellow, white, and orange, and using materials like the velveteen material, you use the cotton material, satin material, and every material that the needle goes through freely. So the atogo, as we rightly understand, is an umbrella term that embodies the designs that we put on the Northwest attire that are culturally significant.
Let's dive into the traditional methods of producing atogo. Can you walk us through the process?
It's very interesting to know that atogo is an art. Yes, it's a dress that is crafted with a lot of time, a lot of patience, and you have to be very meticulous in the way you are doing it. When it comes to the production of atogo, you need a fabric. You need a fabric depending on the choice of the customer or the person that is wearing the atogo. You need the fabric. You need just a needle. You need a needle, you need 5 colors of thread. They are significant colors. As I earlier mentioned, you have the green color, the white color, the yellow color, the red color, and the orange colors. Those are the main colors. And most of the times, some customers go away from those traditional colors. They want specific colors like blue. Yes, they will want other colors maybe that suits their taste. So we go in for what the customers want, but the main colors are the colors that are presented to you. So it's all about using the needle and the thread to weave out the designs on the atogo dresses that you see.
Atogo production also has economic benefits for our community. Can you elaborate on that?
I want to say that the atogo is an upcoming multi-million dollar industry. I would love to say that it is economically vibrant. It has an economic value in the sense that those who produce it, they market it and it makes a lot of money. Atogo is something that is consumed the world over. Get to every household in America, in Europe. If you are a Cameroonian, you don't have the Bamenda attire, then you are not considered as an important person. So every household wears the atogo. And it comes to tell you that the demand for the atogo is very high and it is income generating.
Can you enlighten us on the cultural significance of atogo?
It's all about our history, our traditions, our cultures, and our beliefs. So I would also love to say that the atogo reconnects us to our roots. For example, if you look at the designs on the atogo dresses, for example, the gong. In the old good days, when the cry die, for example, in the quarter or in the community, you see the font sends out a delegation with a talking drum. So you see they come out and they hit the drum, and the quarter knows that something is coming up. So when you see the drum that is being marked or produced on the atogo, it symbolizes something. So all the symbols on the atogo, they carry a story. They carry a story, they carry a history, and they carry the unique identity of the Northwesterners.
What are some challenges faced by atogo producers?
We are praying, we are calling on the government to come into this situation so that they can actually give us the needed materials to carry on with the atogo, given that it is an income-generating activity. The first thing is materials for production, like the velveteen material we order from Nigeria. It means that if Nigeria doesn't produce these materials, the production of Atogo will stop. So we have an alternative. We are working with Sodekoton. Sodekoton is a company in Douala that produces cotton materials. So that is an alternative. So we have this challenge of lack of production of materials in Cameroon. And then the second challenge we are having is that the youths of today, they have the impression that the production of Atogo is for the old people. So I want to say that the Atogo is equally for the young. Yeah, this skill, if the youth actually develop it into an income generating activity, I want to say that it will be wonderful. They will be self-employed, one. They will not be dependent on their parents to ask for money. Secondly, they will also produce their Atogo and wear and come out and represent the Northwest region.
Any last words for our listeners?
Oh, thank you very much for that salient question. I want to say that one of the objectives of producing the Atogo attire is to promote, to preserve, to encourage the valorization of this attire. I want to say that it's a dress for posterity. So I want to encourage the production of Atogo because I want to say that it is something of the past. It is something that reconnects us to our youths. So all of us should come on board to actually promote the Atogo attire.
Thanks for sharing your insight with us today, Miss Caroline. Atogo is truly a treasure of our cultural heritage. Join us next time as we explore more of our region's rich traditions. That was what we could put together for today's podcast. Today, we have learned the cultural value of Atogo fabric, worn by the people of the Northwest region and the country at large, rocked in different designs and styles. Contribution for this podcast came in from Randy Mercy Miranda, under the editorial supervision of Dr. Manzi and Mr. Gongsong Jean Marie. I'm an apple.